Hello, lovies. This is Christina with Karma's Eye Psychic LLC here on Universal Spirit Podcast. And this is just a little bonus episode to talk about freezer spells. It's something that people have been asking about. I do include that in my class on Udemy.com, Witchy Ways on How to Win in Court. But I just wanted to give like a little bit of an example, give it some context. So freezer spells have been known to stop, eliminate, or slow down an enemy. It's often used in witchcraft, Wicca, paganism, hoodoo, voodoo, and etc. The water container and the fillings of the freezer spell is important to the cause. Right, so you could be wanting to freeze someone that is harmful to you physically. You might want to stop somebody's mouth, you might want to stop somebody's money, right? Or you might want to, you know, stop somebody's progress, right? In court, it works wonders, especially when you need time and someone to just shut up, because freezing them kind of like gives you more time to do whatever it is you need to do. Or in the case of just shutting them up, it just completely like blocks their throat chakra, okay? Freezer spells are also brought up when referring to cow tongues, okay? Whenever you're doing a cow tongue spell, because at the end of the spell, it does require you to either cook it, right? Put it in heat, or to freeze it, because the tongue represents the person who's bad-mouthing you, or telling lies. So it's like you're freezing the lies and the bad mouthing, especially if it has to, in regards to court. It could be in regards to a workplace or even a family, right? Or just in general, it could just be shutting up a neighbor. Okay, photos and the names of the enemies are frozen in a jar with vinegar and negative objects. And when I say negative objects, like I'm talking about like nails, glass, pet poop, mold, pepper, dirt, sulfur, salt, trash, even, you know, dead bugs, you know, even if you got some Raid, you know, Raid that kills the bugs, that can also be frozen with the name paper as well. Quite personally, one thing I know that works for me in particular is if I get a baby scorpion and I freeze their name or photo or both, you know, in the frozen, you know, jar. You can use any jar, anything as big or as small as you want to use. I prefer for you to use glass instead of plastic, only because glass is more natural than plastic. So glass is better. So if it were to crack or break, you'd break the glass with it instead of having everything crumble inside the container. It would not be well, right? But baby scorpions in my experience, or at least for me, seem to work wonders when I really, really need to not only shut someone's mouth, but physically keep the person physically away from me or away from people that I care about. Now, freezer spells can be done over time. You can do it 3, 7, 9, however many days you want. This would include to burn a candle on top of this jar before you freeze it. So the enemy or target would spend a good amount of time outside of the freezer, you know, before the spell is complete. So you could have a jar sitting, you know, on your altar or wherever your spiritual space is for a couple of days or even a week or even weeks. Either you're going to burn candles on it every day or every other day, and however you would like to, you know, do your rituals the way you do them, right? Because a prayer would need to be said, or incantations, or just concentrating on, you know, visualizing what you want this person to do. You want them to shrivel up, you want them to sew their mouth shut, you want to, whatever it is you want to do, okay? Very important that, you know exactly what it is you want them to do. Now, just like any other spell, you would need the person's name specifically. If you have their date of birth, that's also good. If you have their photo, that's good too. Write their name a certain amount of times. write your name over there, so it's like you are, you know, you are, you know, over them, you are crossing them. When it comes to freezer spells, you're not going to want to fold the paper towards you, you're going to want to fold it away from you, okay? And you're going to fold it as many times away from you as you can. This way, the damage that they have done is technically reversed. And I tell people not to be afraid to put their name in the freezer jar, because you're not freezing yourself. You're freezing the control. So you're kind of like binding the control over that person. So one of the misconceptions is, are you freezing yourself? You're not. It's just that the communication and even the physical, you know, communication between you and that person will cease to exist. So it's actually more helpful to write your name, because it's like, who is this person bothering? And if the person is bothering you. So it's kind of like you, when you put your name on there, you are freezing the conflict. You're getting rid of the conflict. And like I said before, when it comes to the stuff you put in the freezer spell, like, you can get very creative, right? All the stuff that I mentioned earlier is not all or limited to. You can get real creative, put coffee in there. You can put rotten food in there. Like, there are so many things that you can do. Like even when it comes to freezing it, you can decide whether to keep it in your personal freezer at home or keep it in a freezer, possibly, you know, at work, that maybe nobody can, you know, nobody will know what that is, or have it buried. Even though it is a freezer spell, it is possible that you can in fact have a jar like that buried, and either always put ice on top of it, okay, or, you know, bury it in a shed underneath, you know, a really, really, like, you know, if you have a refrigerator, you know, or bury it somewhere dark where it's always cold. Okay, so just let you know that it's not limited to what I mentioned earlier. Now, freezer spells are usually to stop things, so I would definitely warn against doing freezer spells in regards to love, especially if it's a target that you're looking for, that you want. Don't freeze somebody that you want. You can freeze somebody that, you know, might have a relationship, okay? And you want to freeze them and cease their relationship to exist, but don't freeze your own relationship. Don't just put your name in a jar and, like, freeze, you know, yourself either for success or for, you know, anything that pertains to your growth or your money or your finances. Don't ever do a money spell and put it in the freezer. That means your money will cease to exist. So do not do that. You will definitely make things worse. When it comes to freezer spells and, like, your job, I would not do that either. Nothing that you want to keep should be in the freezer, okay? Just in short, okay? The reason why I'm bringing this up is because I've seen a lot of freezer spells being misused, and a lot of questions around them, and I'm just trying to clear up some things. Also, when it comes to freezer spells, use things that are permanent. Permanent markers, pens. I'd rather not use pencils. I mean, if crayons work, I mean, I guess they're semi-permanent. But do not use pencil. Pencil definitely does wash away very easily. When it comes to the paper, any paper you prefer. There are no rules to what you can and cannot do, so to speak. When it comes to names, if you don't know the name, describe the person as much as possible. But if the person is really an enemy, you would do your research to get their name as best as you can. And if you can't, you know, get a photo. But nowadays, photos don't show up on Google without a name anyway. So please do your research and make sure you are targeting the right person, especially if the person, like, has a twin, okay, or a triplet. Very important. Okay. Also, because in the Northeast Hemisphere right now, it is July, it is very, very hot, and I do know people are experimenting with ice, and how to cool off some of their spells, and this becomes the most popular spell that comes up during this time. However, it is still very powerful to not be abused. Now, when it comes to wanting to break the spell, you simply would just take it out of the freezer or out of the cold spot, and most likely either heat it up break it, you know, melt the ice, right? And just like disperse of all of the materials. I would say in separate places. I wouldn't put them all together. Like, I would put some of it in the trash and some of it, you know, on a crossroads or whatever. But putting anything on a crossroads to break a spell is usually the best way to do it. And then you will start talking to that person again. But mind you, whatever reason you put them in the jar is going to resurface again. So they will start talking shit about you again. They will start lying on you again, and etc. So keep that in mind when, you know, when you're performing a freezer spell, that you can keep a freezer spell for years and years and years. You can move around and keep the same jar. I recommend keeping the same jar. If you want to make another jar because you feel it wasn't strong enough, definitely do so. Definitely beware. I do not agree with doing any type of hexes on any minor children. I definitely warn against that. I do have to bring that up because I do not want any misunderstandings when it comes to where I stand with my magical practices. So do not use magic against minor children. With that said, if you are interested in hexing a baby dad or a baby mom, very important that you get their full name and birthday. Because if there are children involved, you want to specifically slow down that one person, not the entire bloodline. Unless you do want to do the entire bloodline, every person has to get their own jar. They have to be separate. And no one is immune to this. You can do this to judges, police, bosses, you know, co-workers, brother and sister, you know, adults, you know, anyone that you feel as though is not for you. Anyone you feel like is against you definitely is like freezing and tying their hands behind their back. You know, it could be a rival of some sort. You know, anyone that has deliberately, you know, placed obstacles in front of you intentionally, please do not perform this on someone who does not deserve it. It'll backfire in the worst way. We don't want to make a podcast about that, but I might have to. Okay, so I hope you got something from this. I hope you learned something. I hope you will now, you know, anyone who's thinking about doing a freezer spell, get a better idea of what to do and what not to do. Again, I'm Christina with Karma's Eye Psychic LLC here on Universal Spirit Podcast, and I will see you later.